This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Kansas City. I am here with Jordan Silver. She is allowing me to...
No.
What?
As a co-host, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry.
I am
How
doing an introduction here, Jordan.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry.
I am...
Wow, now you're starting to sound like me.
She is allowing me to host the show, taking the reins, and she is graciously taking my spot and...
All the show prep.
Yes.
Did all the news. Did all the Honest Day in History. Y'all know, miss you, Christopher.
How did it feel having to do all of that work that I normally do?
It felt like a mountain on my back, but I did it. And wow, that's a lot of work.
Well, the reason that she is allowing me to host today's show, which I do appreciate, Jordan, I'm taking a sabbatical from the show.
Oh, God, dude.
What?
Yesterday, I was in my elevator at... my building, and this couple goes, I listened to the show yesterday. I'm so sorry about Chris. I've never seen them before.
What?
But these people stopped me. I've never seen them before.
Well, that's
and they
incredible.
Like, yeah, I know. That's how big of an impact this is, Chris. I just want you to know, like, you've made a really big impact in Kansas City. Did you see the internet?
I did. And it seems strange because of the whole COVID thing. It seems like we're just doing this kind of for ourselves because we only see each other.
Right, yep.
So the fact that there are... I try not to forget that there are a few people listening to us.
A lot, I guess, of people that I've never seen before are telling me in the elevator that they listened to the show and they heard about Chris and they're sorry. And then we had a nice little conversation about how it's the right thing to do, where you are going to be leaving to take care of your child and nobody can be angry about that.
It's so important. And I want to be there and create the memories for my daughter. And I feel like it's time that if I can... have the opportunity to stay at home with my daughter full time, why not?
That's right. And so today the whole show is yours. Whatever we do between now and when Jeremy takes over is up to you. You and I are completely reversing roles. I'm going to be doing the audio and reading on this day in history. I'm going to be doing the news. And you just sit back and comment.
So basically I get the easy job today. Chris Minders
is broadcasting live from the Sporting KC studios, brought to you by KC Beer Company.
I have a question for you, Jordan.
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
When was the last time that you butt-dialed someone?
Butt-dialed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Literally, like, 2 days ago.
Really? What? Yeah. How? Who? What?
Somebody that's in my phone as the redheaded server from, and then wherever she, because I'm not good with names.
Yeah?
Yeah, that happened to me, and it was a butt dial at somewhere around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Really awful, but are you bringing this up?
So how do you deal with that? Do you ignore it?
No, you immediately go, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that was my butt that did it.
Okay, so I had something happen yesterday that is, it's sort of like the butt dial, but it came from my grandmother.
Okay.
And I'm not sure.
Does your grandmother have a butt?
She does.
Does she have a nice butt?
I haven't looked in a while.
Okay.
But I don't know.
When's the last time you looked?
It's when I was 12.
Whoa.
But
I know. Puberty is weird, huh?
Right? So she sent me something which is similar to a butt dial. I think it was.
Uh-huh.
I believe she accidentally sent me a meme through Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Grandparents with their jitterbug phones, they don't know what's going on. God, okay. Wait, but was it... Please tell me it was appropriate.
Well...
Please tell me it was appropriate.
That's the thing. I don't know. If it is appropriate, I need to respond to this.
Right.
But if it was an accident, I could just forgive it. But the content of what it was...
Yeah, what did the meme say?
...makes me very concerned.
What did the meme say, Chris?
It just said, let's get along.
Let's get along.
Let's get along.
How is your relationship with your grandmother?
I thought it was very good.
Well, maybe it isn't, Chris.
Christopher Minders and Friends.
Coming up on This Day in History up at 6:25-ish, which is actually a new word that dictionary.com has added to the list of words.
I just got a radio word I can't say on the radio now.
Well, on this day in 1967, something happened over in Sweden that makes me wonder how you even... implement this?
I mean, do you say, all right, at midnight on Thursday, everybody do this, and hopefully everybody hears it?
But you know nobody ever, not everybody's going to get the message. And with the current mask situation and people so rebellious to do that, you'd think, are anybody going to be my freedoms with this situation?
True, because this was 67.
Yeah.
So that was like right when people were just, well, that was what it was like in America. I don't know about Sweden. Oh, man. Wow. So, I just see a lot of problems with this.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, man. That was the one that I didn't get to. Sorry. It's like a 15-minute bed, though.
I suppose I'll let this one go for now.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah, the bed is so loud on that. All right.
On this day in history.
Yeah.
It is September 3rd.
How do you feel about that? Tomorrow's September 4th. Mm.
We're not thinking about that yet.
You're right.
Because
you're right.
My goal is to not cry at all during this show.
From being nervous about running the board and running the show, or just being sentimental about the fact that tomorrow is your last show because you're going home to take care of your baby?
Both.
Okay.
Both. It's been a while. I used to do the board over on the other down the hall, but it's a little nerve-wracking and adrenaline-inducing and heart-pumping to have all of these buttons that you're in control of while multiple things are going on to be in charge of. It's
well, the thing about the board is really we're using like 4 buttons. It looks way more complicated.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
Like, if you were single and you were bringing a girl on a date, mm-hmm. you should bring her here and be like, see all these buttons? I know what they do.
Well, let's get started with...
Oh, my God. Were you about to do it? Or were you about to throw it to me?
I was about to throw it to you.
Okay, sorry.
Because we're doing a little change of up. I normally present all the information and Jordan has her little quips.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to have Jordan present this factual information of the... items and events that happened on this day in history.
All right. First off, on this day last year, after the El Paso shooting, Walmart stopped selling handguns and asked customers not to bring firearms into their stores. Here's audio of a very eloquent El Pasonian Walmart customer's thoughts about all of that.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, Walmart doesn't seem like a spot for ammunition. They stopped selling guns, so...
I think it's a reasonable request to not allow to have your customers not bring in firearms
into the store. Can you like legally do that?
They are a private business and they can restrict what they want, but Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah. All right. On this day in 2007, Gerard Way of MCR marries MSI's Lin Z backstage at LP Festival.
I admire his way to save a dollar.
You know what I just said? Because I wrote it in code to see if I could trick you.
What?
All of that. Gerard Way of MCR marries MSI's Lin Z backstage at LP Festival. What is his thriftiness? Oh, God, his thriftiness.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have to have a whole wedding now. He can just do it at the festival. All the people are there, friends and family.
Yep.
Have someone else flip the bill?
You are right. Linkin Park, because it was their festival. On this day in 1999, former Pittsburgh Penguins legend Mario Lemieux buys his former NHL team. Here he is making the announcement.
First of all, I'd like to thank all of our fans here tonight and all of our fans who have supported this franchise over the last 40 years. Thank you very much. Tonight, I'm proud to announce that your Pittsburgh Penguins will remain right here in Pittsburgh, where they belong. Thank you, Pittsburgh. Have a great night.
I don't hear of many radio DJs going back and buying their former radio station that they worked at.
Oh, hell no. What a money trap. What a... I mean... No, I can't even lie. You're right. Mm. On this day in 1995, eBay is founded. And any guess on what the first ever purchase on eBay could have possibly been?
Was it music related?
No.
Could it be possibly something for your cats?
Well, he didn't use it for his cats. Take a listen to the man behind the very first ever purchase on eBay.
Back in about 1995, I was on the road doing quite a lot of presentations, and I'd seen a couple of laser pointers, and I thought, boy, I want one of those. Somebody pointed me at a brand new website, which turned out to be eBay, and I was amazed to discover a broken laser pointer that was listed. And I thought, hey, I can probably make that work.
That's incredible. He bought a broken laser pointer?
Yes. The very first thing sold on eBay was a broken laser pointer.
Did it say how much you paid for that broken
one? Unfortunately, no. Mm. This is back in, well, I don't remember what year. I guess 1995 at some point.
If I would have realized the intent of the internet back then, I would have started selling everything in my house on electronicbay.com.
Is that what eBay stands for?
Jordan.
On this day in 1982, the less famous co-founder of Apple throws a music festival for 3 days in San Bernardino, California, to unite people through music and tech.
Who would you say is the less famous?
Steve Wozniak.
Of us two.
Oh. Today, it's me. On this day in 1967, this is what we were talking about right before the commercials. Sweden begins driving on the right-hand side of the road.
How do you implement that?
I don't know. How would you? How would you, Chris? If you were in charge of Sweden, if you were the king of Sweden, and are there kings? I don't know.
I have no idea. Back in 1967, I suppose I would try to do many, many radio ads because that's, I believe, how most people got the information. Newspapers and... Let's see, Walter Cronkite wasn't, 67.
And it's Sweden.
Sweden.
I know my American history, but man, we get to any other countries, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe Britain a little bit, because...
Those damn white dead males in their schools in the history.
Throwing it back to a word added to dictionary. Is that your second word added to dictionary.com that you have used on this show already by 633?
It is. It is. I'm seeing how many I can get in today. Of all the new words, because they're brand new. We got to use them.
I love that. Shall we keep going?
We shall.
All right. On this day in 1954, the final episode of The Lone Ranger was heard on the radio. Just by saying the name of the show, do you remember what the intro sounded like?
I believe so. This was, I think, my father's favorite show.
Can you do an impression of it?
Yep.
The Lone Ranger.
Are you Silver?
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
I love that. Westerns got very, very popular in the 50s.
My dad still is looking for a specific plague machine gun that he had as a child.
Really?
It's on my list of things to get him for Christmas one of these years, but you have to find it on eBay, which also was founded on this day in 1995.
Look at you throwing it back.
You know. On this day in 1935, in the great state of Utah, the first car hit over 300 miles per hour. 301 miles per hour, to be exact.
How?
Pushing the pedal to the metal.
I remember the women back in the 30s saying when the cars got above 20 miles an hour that this sort of speed will kill women and children.
How do you remember that? Were you there, Chris, in the 30s?
The way back machine.
Oh, I see.
I visited.
What's the fastest that you were able to get your Volvo?
I've been in the triple digits in my Volvo.
You hit 100 nothing?
101.
Nothing fell off?
I didn't say that.
Okay. On this day in 1916, President Wilson signs the Adamson Act.
I appreciate that he signs that for the railroad people so they can get their eight-hour day. But he was a horrible, horrible man and president.
Was he? Is it one of those things like Kennedy where everybody thinks he was so good, but he's really not that great of a guy?
Kind of. He was the person that re-segregated the federal government. Fired all the black people from their jobs.
Ugh. All right. Never talking about President Wilson again.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1838, Frederick Douglass successfully escaped slavery. Here's a quick little recap of what happened.
Frederick Douglass is important to America because, unlike most enslaved people in America, he actually makes it out of slavery, is able to tell his story, and is able to actually become an agent for change in the black community, in America in general.
So he was dressed in a sailor's uniform with identification papers provided by someone, sneaks on a train into Maryland and on his way to freedom from slavery.
That's incredible.
Yeah. All right, unofficial holidays?
Yeah, what are the unofficial holidays today, Jordan, okay, on September 3rd?
There is one today. I mean, really, like nothing else is going on. It is Skyscraper Day.
Skyscraper? Why do we call them skyscrapers?
Okay, so I actually know this.
You do?
Yes, I know why they call them skyscrapers, because I live in one. So, you know, you got to know what you're doing with that. But the day is here for us to appreciate skyscrapers, which are beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, like the outline of Kansas City, when you see it drawn, is just iconic. But skyscrapers are called skyscrapers because back in, like, the olden days, like pirate ship days, the tallest point of a ship, if you were looking up at it from the deck, people used to say that it looked like it scraped the sky.
But that was a ship.
Yeah, but the very top part of the ship, the like, mast, was so high up there, it looked like it was scraping the sky.
Oh, so then they just used that for the buildings then?
Yeah, for the name of the building. These people thought that the Earth was flat, okay? Come on, give them a break.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz. You turn my sixes to
nines and nines and nines. That was Big Wild, Sixes to Nines, that I introduced to you guys last summer, I believe it was.
Was it that long? Yeah. Well, time doesn't exist.
No.
It feels like we've always had that song.
Yeah, but today it is Chris Miners and Friends. Jordan has allowed me to host the show for today, and she is my co-host because I am leaving after tomorrow. And
ew, Chris, hold on a second. I got it. Well, not ew, but what? Sorry, Jordan. Chris should be in charge of the music from now on.
Ooh.
Well, Jeremy's in charge of the music, so first off.
Text her that. But speaking of sixes to nines, Jordans, if you subtract a few of that, you get down to ones and twos. For when you do your...
Please, is this going to be a poop and pee thing?
Sort of. But when you do your number one and number two...
What? We're going there? Okay.
We absolutely are.
We're really getting intimate here on Chris Miners and Friends.
I had something happen to me the other day that made me a little perplexed.
Isn't it funny when that happens to you and the first thing that you think is, I am going to talk about this in front of all of Kansas City.
Right? Writing the little notes to remember to do this?
While you're on the toilet, I guess. Okay, yeah. What happened to you? Why are we talking about poop?
I was finishing up.
Okay.
Grabbing some toilet paper.
Thank you for saying it like that.
And I cleanly take my strip of toilet paper and fold it to create layers to create a nice quilted blanket to clean the process. And my wife laughed at me.
Why?
Because she says it's hilarious that you do such effort and work to get that product.
What does she do then?
That's what I asked her. She just takes it all and just wads it. How inefficient is that? And you just got a little ball of paper that could possibly get in.
So you fold.
Yes.
Your wife wads.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm drawing a blank as to what I do.
You don't remember?
I have no idea. I seem like a...
Didn't you literally just go to the bathroom?
I did, but I don't pay attention to how I'm folding the toilet paper. I guess because it's something that you don't think about, like breathing, you know? You're just doing it, and you're going through the motions. The 45th time you've done it since you've woken up. No?
Well, I'm going to need you to go back because I need to know what
you
do.
As the boss, you are commanding that I go to the bathroom and report back what happens?
These are information that we need to know.
Christopher Minders and Friends.
So, Jordan, did you find out what your answer is?
I sure did. This
for,
is what
for whether if you fold or wad when you go number one or two?
I will stand with the person that texted in from the 816 that says, well, I guess I'll skip breakfast. What is your guess with what I do?
I'm going to guess that you want to have a nice clean sheet so you fold.
I do not. I wad.
You do?
I know.
Is this a female thing?
I don't know.
Because you have...
Well, I know it's Chris Minders and Friends, but I just want, you know, I don't want to get sued. Let's find out from the text line what people do.
Yeah, do you wad or do you fold? And is there different kinds of wads?
Explain to them what you're talking about, please, because let's talk about toilet stuff.
So I was going to the bathroom the other day, and as I was cleaning up, I found out that when I wipe,
is fine.
That sounds so, because you know what you're doing.
That's
but anyway,
talking about crap on the radio.
You take the toilet paper and then you fold it over and then you keep folding it until you have a nice thick quilted.
Maybe that's just you that does that. Folded in such a nice way.
I'm not the only person that folds toilet paper into a nice even fold.
Me and your wife have made out. No, we wad. We got a text in from the 816. I dated a guy that was in a frat in college, and when he was interviewing and wanted to pledge, he was asked if they fold or wad their teepee. Okay, wow. This is a frat boy question? What?
What did they say what they did?
No. Everyone's leaving this very mysterious. You want to know why, Chris? Because this should be a mystery.
Christopher Minders and Friends.
The big questions sometimes appear when you're on the toilet. And that question today is whether you fold or wad.
What other questions do you ask yourself on the toilet, Chris?
Life questions are when you have the moments and when you're excavating yourself and you have just time to...
All right, I'm just going to go out and say it. It is Chris Minders and Friends. Just want everyone to know that today's show is all Chris and all what Chris wants to talk about. Mm-hmm. You heard his announcement yesterday, and I wanted to give him the chance to do a show all about what he wants to talk about, and we are talking about
toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you fold or wad.
Got a text from Dustin, who texted in, toilet talk is my least favorite thing to talk about on air, but I fold. So, he answered.
Point for me. So, are people folding or wadding?
Well, that's the thing. You win.
I win, so people are folding.
Oh, yeah. The folders totally have it.
Yeah, the most logical way to wipe.
Some of the texts coming in, ew, I'm a female and I fold. I'm a female and I fold. You waste too much wadding.
Yeah.
I'm a woman and I fold. Which I'm getting texts in that say, I'm a woman and I fold out of context. I'm not ready for the Church of Laszlo to have that content. But some other texts from the text line about this riveting subject. I wad, but I'm a conservative wadder. Someone else said, I just had this conversation at work. I work with all males and only one of them wadded. We got Brandon who texted in, Jordan, if you wad, the crap gets on the toilet paper in weird places and can smear everywhere.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. That's what I said. I told my wife, she said, I don't fold because the wetness will get through the layers. If you have enough layers, it's a nice quilt and it won't get your fingers wet.
Chris Minders and Friends.
On 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher Minders and Friends.
Welcome back. This is Chris Minders and Friends. I am lovingly hosting the show today as Jordan has allowed me to step into her shoes today, and she is across the desk being the co-host and producer for today.
Yeah, I haven't done this co-hosting and producing in a million years.
How does it feel to be on that side of the table, not being in charge?
I think being in charge is a lot harder of a job than most people think. You know, when people make stuff look easy, it's usually not. So, but both of these jobs are hard. I mean, that's why this is such a good team, and that is why it is so sad that Friday will be your last day for a while.
But at least it will be my last year. But I do have still Miss B. I mean, she still is going to be needing her nails and her hair.
Why can't you quit on Miss B?
Because she only needs me once a month.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
For 3 hours at a time.
Whatever, fine. What about that time that you could be spending with your daughter? I'm sorry. I'm just being like a jealous little sister right now. I don't know why I'm your little sister. Okay, let's move on.
Aren't you older than me by...
If you say 50 years, I will. I can't do anything because you're the host. All right, fine. I'm drinking my coffee. What's up?
Well, anyways, Miss B, I happened to stumble across another one of her entries in her journal.
Okay, who's Miss B?
I know. She's been that woman I've been driving around for the past like 5 years. She's 94 years old. And she needs a nice, healthy person to drive her to her nails and her hair to make sure that she still looks presentable to all the other old people at the nursing home.
94, completely made it through the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. Great job. And, yeah, you found her journal. She wanted you to throw it out.
Yeah, she gave me a box of old stuff, and mm-hmm. there were some books there, and it's so hard for me to throw away books. And I was looking for one, and I noticed it was kind of a journal. It was all handwritten and really hard to read. And this was one of her journals that we went back, and there was an entry we found from 1939 mm-hmm. that she was apparently in a...
Trying out for
auditioning.
A play, something like that.
Yeah, the listeners were saying it was The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, they were putting like all these things together from her journal entry that you were reading, that like there was a dog or something. I don't know. And they're like, oh my God, you idiots. She's talking about auditioning for The Wizard of Oz, but like, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Right. And then in 45, there's an entry about her killing the fever.
Yeah, and they all saw, the Buss family was like, no, not the fever, the Führer.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just put, I feel like it's a stretch. How do you feel?
I can't believe that one person had this incredible of a life.
Right.
Because they said in 1972, she had something to do with the Watergate. I thought she was just installing some bugs in some house, but...
Right. She's had quite the life. And it sounds like she's kind of the kind of person that changes careers all the time, too.
Constantly. She's an independent woman.
Yes.
But I found another one, and this is from the 50s. We have no journal entries from the 50s that would have put her about 30-ish years old.
You're talking about Miss B, the old lady that you drive around for your side job, which is not a job you're going to be leaving. She must pay you good. Damn. Miss B, can I get in on that?
Christopher, Minders and Friends.
All right, we're going to go over the journal entry for Miss B, and she's the 94-year-old woman that I drive around because she still needs her hair and nails did, because she needs to look presentable for everybody.
Did.
Nails and hair did.
Yeah.
Is there a better way to...
Well, it was done, but then culture changed that. So now it's did. My hair did, my nails did.
Yeah, so I was able to... I found one from the 50s, mm-hmm. The journal entry, and I think... I'm not sure what kind of she's talking about, but it does kind of end on a sad note. But shall we just go through her journal?
Yeah, although people have told us that this is morally wrong.
Is it?
Even though...
But she gave it to me to throw away.
I know. That's why I'm there with you as well. This could be trash or this could be radio content.
Right.
Sometimes you don't know the difference. But, yeah, Miss B's journal, this is something from the 50s. Because in the past, people have put together, while you were reading it, people have put together that maybe she's done some historic things. So let's see. I'm really going to keep my brain...
Yeah, see if you can help me decipher if there's anything historical...
Okay.
To this.
All right, Miss B. What is the year on this?
This is 1954.
Okay, Miss B. 1954. She was in her 30s.
All right. Looks like it starts in October.
Okay.
She met a man at a bash that night, at a Halloween bash. Maybe it was October 31st. He was a fox.
Ooh.
I tried talking to him, but he was upset. Said his ex-girlfriend just got married to someone else.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a bash. Yeah. Bummer. Nope. What would they say back in the day? That sucks. Gee whiz, that's awful.
He told me his name was Jay.
Jay. Okay. So she met a dude named Jay.
All right. Next entry is from the next month, November 1954.
Mm-hmm.
He took me for some ice cream for our first date.
Oh, they went on a date. She's Miss B and Jay?
Yeah.
Woo.
We have a really strong connection and we talk all night.
I wonder how Mr. B feels about all of this.
Jay says he's looking for something new to do.
Well, he's on a date with Miss B, bringing her ice cream.
So I suggest that he finds a new hobby.
Okay.
And he talks about racing cars, and he gets super excited when he talks about it.
Okay. All right. So I think that's his passion.
Yeah.
You do the same thing, Chris.
Absolutely.
The minute that we talk about cars, you start foaming at the mouth, and you're like, let's go. Let's go to Aristocrat Motors.
I understand. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got a little gap in time, about 4 or 5 months or so. The next one's in March of 1955.
Okay, so Miss B, it's been a minute. Is she still dating him?
I think so.
Okay.
You see, I go with Jay to purchase a new car.
That's not English, Miss B. She must be busy. Okay. All right.
It's a Porsche.
Oh, shoot. Yes, so Jay and Miss B.
Right?
Mm, they're going to do some hardcore 1950 necking in that car. Not even in the backseat, because usually they don't have them.
It's pretty nifty. But my hair blows in the wind, and it's hard to talk to him when we ride.
Well, you're not supposed to talk when you're driving and riding.
And he drives a little too fast sometimes.
Well, it's a Porsche, right?
What do you expect?
Right. All right, what's going on with this Miss B journal entry that you found?
The next one.
In 60s.
Next one is March 28th.
So did you scroll through her journal entries? And there were stuff in between, but this is the only times that she's talking about this Jay character.
Correct. And, okay. And everything else is very, the ones I could actually legibly read.
Right.
Because it was all written in pencil, and the time and the fading just, some of it's illegible.
This is a history book. I can't believe people are upset that we read from it.
Right.
This is the story of someone's life. Miss B's life.
If it was that important, wouldn't she have kept it?
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, I feel like the older you get, the less you care about possessions. You
can't
know?
Take it with you when you go.
Right.
And
well,
when you get to 94, you're about there.
Oh, Miss B. All right. What's going on with Jay? You all said right. A couple of years now?
Yeah. This okay. one's March 28th, 1955. So
okay.
just a few weeks. Jay competes in his first race.
Oh.
So he must have took his passion of cars and did something with it. And on Saturday, he got first. And on Sunday, he got second. So he's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's a Porsche. Endorsing.
I'm so proud of him. He really knows how to drive, even if it's too fast sometimes. Supportive.
I feel like this is one of those situations where you can just end every sentence with in bed. He drives too fast in bed. All right, Miss B
all
and
right.
Jay.
The next one.
Still want to know how Mr. B feels about all of this.
Yeah,
but.
Right. Time passes. August 31st, 1955. Jay says he wants a faster car.
What are you going to get? Chris, what is faster than a Porsche?
Back in 1955, I don't know.
Okay, just checking.
I asked how can cars get any faster and that he just bought one. He gave me a smirk and a wink, and I just melted.
Oh, Miss B.
Mm.
What the hell? What the hell? We got a text in right now from a 913 number.
What?
Oh, no, now they're really coming in. And an 816 number. James Dean. Miss B did not date James Dean. What the heck?
No, this is Jay, not James.
Who's...
Anyways.
Do we even know where this is happening?
No, there's no location
place?
Whatsoever.
Okay, all right. Most family. God, keep going, please.
September 21st, 1955.
Okay.
Jay took me and traded his Porsche for a faster Porsche. He even bought me a Ford Country station wagon.
Oh.
I'm not sure why he'd do that.
He's a nice guy. Oh. He's a nice guy. I wish I dated Jay. Shoot. I had to get my own cars.
He says I have to let him haul his car to all the races.
Oh, okay. See,
the stipulation
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, stipulation.
Mm.
Now she's stuck with him. This is what people do. This is what people do. Oh, I bought you this nice thing. Now you're mine
By
forever.
The way. All right. 2 days later, September 23rd, 1955. Jay and I ate at Villa Capri in Hollywood. Okay, so we do have a location on that. Met some British guy. Jay showed him his new car, and he told Jay to be careful.
We got a text in from the 913 that says, are we sure Miss B even realizes that she gave it to toss out? And Chris, have you asked her about any of these? You did ask her. You tried to ask her about the Wizard of Oz one.
Yeah, because the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow came across over the radio, and she just got pissed. And she turned off the radio real quickly and says, I don't want to talk about it. So I was like,
Whoa. All right. Okay, cool. There's still people texting in. Where are you James Dean from? Keep going, please.
There's two more entries.
Okay, two more entries about this Miss B's journal that you're reading.
Yes. This one is September 30th, 1955.
Okay.
Jay and I are headed to another race. One of Jay's friends is along with a photographer, and he says they're from some magazine.
Oh, Jay.
I had to get in the Ford as I was getting car sick because Jay was driving too fast. Jay got annoyed and dropped me off, but he kissed me and told me to dream as if I'll live forever. And he drove off as I got in the Ford.
Damn. I'm going to write that one down. Dream like you'll live forever?
Yep.
Okay. I'm writing it down. I'm using that on the girl I'm dating the moment I get home. Okay.
All right. The last entry is October 8th.
Okay.
Flew to Indiana for Jay's funeral.
Damn it, Jay.
My heart will always belong to him. She found a love and then she had heartbreak.
And he sounded like he broke something, too. Whoa. So she dated somebody that unfortunately passed away in a car accident. Named Jay. What was the name of her husband?
Mr. B?
Well, not Mr. J, is it? Gosh.
Yeah, there's no mention of a car accident, but it just, he drives off, and then the next entry is flying to Indiana for his funeral.
Give me that quote one more time. Dream.
Dream as if I'll live forever. Dream as if you'll live forever.
Live forever. I'm just putting that into Google to see what the hell that means.
What?
Chris.
What? What are you finding?
Whoa, Chris.
What?
That's something that James Dean said. Wait.
No.
No.
There's no way.
No, yes. This is James Dean, dream as if you'll live forever.
That's one of his quotes?
That's one of his quotes.
Christopher Minders and Friends.
Jordan is being a busy little worker bee as she's completing the news.
Ew.
Is that you buzzing?
Yeah. We work for a radio station called The Buzz, so we might as well have a buzz. Mm-hmm.
She's working so hard away. But on the news sheet, one of the stories, I see Viagra. That's it.
Trending on Twitter.
No other context?
Well, I mean, there is a lot of context with why we're going to talk about it in the news, but...
Well, I have no clue what this story specifically pertains to.
Well, what do you...
Well, but you can be sure that I will be standing at attention waiting for it.
Oh, God.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay, that was one of the sweepers that I didn't get to. Sorry. Chris Minders and Friends News. Here's the 7 a.m. news recap. Tyler Joseph from 21 Pilots is sorry for his insensitive platform tweet. Johnson County Schools scored thousands of saliva-based COVID-19 tests to use. And even though there isn't one yet, the CDC is asking states to, quote, get ready to, to distribute the coronavirus vaccine as soon as November 1st. That's from the 7 a.m. and for the 8 a.m., a little bit heavy here in the beginning. There's a Viagra fight brewing on Twitter right now. It started with the GOP, with 20 GOP senators a couple days ago asking the FDA to, quote, classify the abortion pill as an imminent hazard to the public health that poses a significant threat of danger and remove the pill from the U.S. markets. People on Twitter who are against all of that are throwing out stats that more people have died from Viagra over the past couple of years than the abortion pill. Women in political power are saying, quote, this is a dangerous, misogynistic lie. In local news, last month, a bunch of Black Lives Matter street murals were approved by the city council. And Saturday, six of them are going to be going up this Saturday. The streets on the list, including 18th and Vine, will be barricaded off starting at 6 a.m. There'll be prep for them Saturday from 7 to 11 a.m. And the community is invited to participate from 11 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. But if the event... If it starts to rain, the event is all moved to Sunday, so the next day if the weather sucks.
No, I can't wait to see those.
I know. And why they say participate, does that mean we can, like...
Help paint?
I don't know. I
would love to help paint.
Mm-hmm, especially that. And the weather this weekend, I'm ready to prep for a possible long weekend. Today is going to start out warm, kind of like it is now. Drop in temperature around this afternoon, and that nasty humidity is going to be more bearable through tonight. And Friday, supposed to be pleasant, but come Saturday, and they're saying especially Sunday afternoon, it's going to get, quote, hot and sticky.
No.
Yeah, that hot and stickiness is going to stick around through Labor Day. Man, the hot and sticky weather is just like COVID. It's like that X that just won't leave.
Christopher Minders and Friends.
That was Filthy Pride by Social Repos. I played that song for you maybe about a month ago, sharing one of my favorite songs. It's a few years old, I believe 2000. 16, Filthy Pride Social Repose. But it is Chris Minders and Friends today. I am taking a sabbatical from Jordan Silver and Friends starting after tomorrow's show. I'll be gone for a while, taking some time to spend some quality time with my family and my daughter. And so Jordan is allowing me to host the show today, and I'm not sure where she is right now. She may be in the bathroom or doing something, but she's not in the studio with me. But I was watching my daughter yesterday, and I saw that she had something on that just perplexed me completely. And I thought, why would you need this? She was wearing pants, and that pants had a pocket. Why? What is she carrying around with her that she needs for later? I'm not even sure she understands the concept of even the concept of later.
Christopher Minders and Friends.
All right, so it is Chris Minders and Friends. That's what we're doing today because, unfortunately, Chris is leaving us. Tomorrow's his last day, and it's. I think you've worked so damn hard in helping me bring the show from literally nothing, circling the drain, to doing pretty well.
Mm. It's been a dream to be on this journey with you.
Oh, dude, and, you know, I'm so thankful. Again, like, you came here at the right time. You were just exactly who I needed. And you worked so hard to get to where you are today and in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. I wanted to show you that I was serious about this.
Yeah, and I know that you are. And some stuff has come up. You know, COVID likes to ruin everything, basically. So
thanks, COVID.
Just move some stuff around, and you are going to be taking it. We're just calling it a sabbatical because you saw the reaction online.
It made my heart filled with joy, and then it melted.
So you have no heart? If you have no heart, then you don't have to stay home with your daughter so you can continue the show with me. How's that?
Mm. No, no, no. But since I do have maybe a favor to ask you. I've asked you this favor, I believe, over a year ago, and you kept saying no, 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 no.
Why did I say no, by the way?
I have no idea. The cover of the album of this What I Want is literally two females in Catholic schoolgirl uniforms. That is the definition of alternative. Is it not?
No, now go to dictionary.com, who just did an update. They would not call that alternative anymore. That would be updated to normal. Thank you very God.
Well,
darn much.
Wow. Whoa. Almost pressing that dump button.
I just found it really interesting that you had me go load this song in because you're the host today. This is Chris Minders and Friends, and I am your co-host slash producer. You had me go load this song in that hurts my teeth because it is so not buzz music, but it is your second to last show, and so you get to do whatever you want. Found it very interesting that song's about, 3.5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And I started it, ran over the bathroom, came back out of the bathroom to finish loading the song in the system. I look over and you're talking. Now, you used to just talk to yourself over here. I don't know if you remember that. You did.
I talk to myself all the time.
Right. So I'm like, oh, he's talking to himself. That's it. He's talking to himself. What's he doing? Wait, he's talking into the microphone. He's talking into the microphone without me. He sent me into this room to load this song that I don't want to play on my show, but it's Chris Minders and Friends, so you can totally play it. And he's talking to, what did you, and then I looked over and I saw that the button for the microphone was on.
Yeah, I figured I gave you enough time to load that song because you've done that before, and I have come back in time to come talk to you during the break. But when I looked over into the studio where you load the song, there was nobody in sight. I'm like, where is she? I've got a break to do, so I just had to go on by myself.
A couple days ago, you went pee, and you weren't here for the beginning of a break. You remember?
I do. That was a longer pee than I expected.
I hate when that happens. All right, so you know what? It is...
It's Throwback Thursday, and this is the day we used to do those forgotten bangers. Remember that? Those?
Yes, it hurt my teeth, because I would keep losing.
But after much begging you, I appreciate that you are allowing me to play this song.
I don't know if I'm allowing you to play this song, because like if Lazo calls and is like, what the hell is this song doing on my radio station? I'm handing the phone to you, because...
Jordan said I could.
No. It is Chris Minders and Friends, and this is what he has decided to do. What's he going to do, fire you? God, I hope not. Try. I need you tomorrow. I need you.
All right, so this is the song that I have been waiting for over a year to play because I know this is a banger.
You've always had, when we did Forgotten Bangers here with Stacey and Dustin, you always had some pretty obscure ones, like Scotty Doesn't Know from that movie.
Yeah, and I won with that.
Right, I know. Your obscure songs used to beat our songs. So maybe Buzz Family won't even be pissed that this, in my opinion, pop song from the late 90s or early 2000s?
I believe early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. It's Chris Minders and Friends. I'm just going to keep saying that.
Here is All the Things She Said.
He's been waiting a year to play this, Buzz Family.
Tattoo.
Damn it, Chris.
What's the text line saying there, Jordan?
The Buzz used to play this, I think. I like it. I'm 31 years old, male in Blue Springs. Wow, what nostalgia about Tattoo, All the Things She Said. I'm with Chris on this one. If you're going to put Eminem on rotation, this deserves a play, too.
Right.
Oh, my God, this song takes me back to junior high school. Sounds better than half the crap you guys normally play.
Oh.
All right, well.
It seems to be that all the... I don't like to brag or speak up about myself. That's not usually my...
Yeah, it is. I actually told you to tone that down because nobody likes a sore...
I believe that the songs that I bring to the station, people seem to like a lot.
It's a lot
and
harder.
And these are after you harder. Tell me that they probably won't like them and that we shouldn't play it.
It's a lot harder than that. Mathematically, it is whoever is just texting in, which is 8% of the people that are listening. The other 92%, we're not exactly sure what they think because they're not communicating with us right now. So just because of people on the text line... like it doesn't mean that it's totally approved because corporate is going to have a field day with this one. And I'm sending it to you, Christopher.
So you're saying those 92% had underlying conditions?
What? No.
Christopher, Minders and Friends.
If you would take a photo of me right now in the studio, what I'm doing.
I did. I put it on my Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver, Jordan with an I. Sorry, I know I'm your co-host right now, but...
No, I love that. But if you would have given me that photo 8 years ago, as I'm walking into KCKCC for my first mortuary class school, I'm thinking, what's going on? I'm in school to be a funeral director.
Nope, you are a radio person. Also, can we please talk about what the hell your stinking Instagram name handle is? Because obviously the fact that, you know, you are going to be stepping away from the show for a while.
Yeah.
People have been wondering how they're going to stay in contact with you. They want to see pictures of your daughter because mm-hmm. she's gorgeous. And so people are always like, what is Chris's handle? Because most radio people use their name.
Yeah.
Or whatever radio station, like Dust in the Wind, 96.5.
This was years ago, and I thought I was kind of being clever, but Volkswagen actually made a vehicle called the Phaeton, which was basically a Bentley in a Volkswagen badge. One of the best vehicles ever made.
Okay.
And I just took Phaeton, and I thought that was kind of weird just to be a car name.
Right.
But I added the OR just to add kind of a more of a person to it, so Phaetoner.
Spell that for the Buzz Family so they can follow you on Instagram.
Phaetoner.
And Buzz Family, once you finally get to this weird name that is Christopher's Instagram, you don't even see a default photo of him. No, because that photo isn't even of you.
Nope. It's some random police officer from the 40s, I believe, that it doesn't even look like me. It just was a cool photo.
And on Facebook, you are under Christopher Minders, mm-hmm. but you have a photo of?
It's, I forget his name, Gus from Alt-J.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had that photo for so long, I forget it's not me because it looks so much like me.
Sure does. It absolutely does.
You can also follow my other new Instagram.
Oh, God.
Not a stay-at-home dad.
Shut up. What?
Yeah.
You started an Instagram for this next part of your life?
Sure did.
What's it about?
It's going to be about me showing the world to my daughter.
Oh, God.
At not a stay-at-home dad.
Nobody took that already?
No. I scooped it up last night.
Not a stay-at-home dad. But you are a stay-at-home dad.
True, but we're not going to be staying at home.
Oh, not stay. Got it. Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, I'll make sure to put, or you will make sure to put the link to all of this in the description for the podcast.
Aren't you doing the podcast today?
What's going on next, Chris?
Okay, well, something happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I might be a horrible person.
Well, no, you've got a big heart.
I might get my daughter taken away from me.
Okay, what the hell did you do? What'd you do? What'd you do?
I need you guys to make me feel better about what happened.
Validation from the Buzz family.
Yes.
Depends on what you did, Chris.
I need to know your child's first injury. Because I neglected to do something that resulted in the injury and injured of my daughter.
Okay, listen. Even when you get a new car, okay, at some point, you know, the first scrape is the deepest. That's how I feel, right? The first cut is the deepest. Even with a new car, like, it's going to happen.
I know, but this was preventable.
What did you do?
First off, I forgot. We were going for a walk.
Uh-huh. So we're outside.
We're outside.
You and your daughter and your wife?
My wife. It was all three of us.
Okay.
And we were putting her in the stroller, and we forgot to strap her in immediately. And so my wife takes about two steps, and we're like, hold on a second. Cora, with the inertia of the movement, falls out and completely face plants on the asphalt, and completely her whole side of the face looks like she's been in a car wreck.
So CPS probably does listen to the Buzz, Chris. But
we're horrible parents.
Well, this is a hook. God, you have so many things to remember. Like, my brother has two daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's exhausting to even be with them for 15 minutes because all they're trying to do is kill themselves. That's all kids try to do. And the second you think, I can just, like, look into the refrigerator to pick out something that I want,
no.
You can't because they're on the roof of the house somehow.
No. And Cora's just learned stairs. So she wants to do is walk up and down the stairs. And that's not something you can be unsupervised doing.
No, not even us as, like, adults should be unsupervised with the stairs. Okay, so, but, you know, listen, man, it happens. You guys have so many things to remember.
I know, but we could have prevented this, and her whole face is scarred up. It's
scarred? Wait, hold on.
Well, it needs to heal.
Right.
Hopefully it's not scarred. But is anybody...
Yeah, the Buzz family's texting in. I do have to tell you that I have a flat spot on the back of my head because apparently my mom dropped me down the stairs when I was a child. So, look.
Okay.
Look, this is what your daughter could be like. Buzz family texting in. My son rolled off the couch when he was like 4 months and I felt like such a bad mom. Someone else from the 913 texted in. My daughter had two concussions in her first year. Chris,
what?
From the 816, I work in child welfare. You're fine. There's all the validation you need, Chris.
Christopher, Minders and Friends.
Okay, so you guys did give me a little bit of confidence that I'm not going to have my daughter taken away because I forgot to strap her into the stroller as she fell out and face planted on the asphalt.
And this was you and your wife, right?
Yeah.
That happened too.
I don't want to blame her for not putting in the straps, but... She was the one in charge of the stroller.
Oh, you know, I noticed something about you, but I'm going to read some of these texts before I get to the point that I'm trying to make. Got a text in from, let's see, the 816. I was walking out of my aunt's, turned to shut the door, and my son fell down a flight of concrete stairs.
Oh.
He was fine, though.
Oh, concrete stairs?
Yeah, concrete stairs.
Our stairs are carpet, so that gives me some hope, at least.
Oh, God, listen to this one. I broke my son's leg going down a slide when he was two. I felt horrible. I was terrified to take him to the hospital because he was old enough to tell them what happened, and his story never changed. And the doctor said, it happens more than you think. This ain't nothing.
Breaking your child's bones is a normal occurrence?
No, it's just an accident. It's called an accident, Chris. I mean, the fact that you guys forgot to strap her in is an accident, wasn't it? Because I've noticed something about the way that you tell stories, Chris.
What?
When you want to talk about the positive attributes of your daughter,
mm-hmm.
like where she gets her wonderful looks and her sense of curiosity, you take 100% of the glory of that.
She's my daughter.
Right. You don't share it with your wife, even though technically your daughter is half that. But when you tell stories about your child getting hurt, it's like, me and my wife... Yeah, my wife forgot to strap her in.
Well, she's the one that gave birth.
What does that mean?
Isn't she kind of responsible for it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You can do no wrong to the Buzz family. I see this, like, on the text line. They did not care about your tattoo thing. But, like, the misogyny right now, how is it her?
She said...
Well, okay, if that's the case, then your job is supposed to be to go out and make money and bring it home so that you can take care of the baby. And is you doing that?
We're breaking the molds. I'm being the stay-at-home.
All right, then it isn't her responsibility to take care of... make sure that the baby's safe all the time just because the baby was born out of the stork.
Christopher, Minders and Friends.
How does it feel, Chris?
Oh, it feels great. I'm almost done. This is my, well, technically, first Chris Minders and Friends since the one I was kind of filling in and wasn't a full show.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
I miss you so much. Mm. But yeah, no, because of your situation, you're going to be taking some time off and... I wanted to give you the chance to do anything that you wanted to do for an entire day.
Oh, this is amazing. You're allowing me to live a dream that I can't thank you enough for this opportunity. And sometimes life takes you places, but I feel like it's best now that I spend some time with my wife and daughter.
Right. And I didn't want your takeover show to be on Friday because we're probably just going to cry.
Yeah. This entire 3 hours.
So many members of the Buzz family messaged me yesterday about hearing us talk about you leaving somewhere in like the 7:30. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I was crying on my way to work. Aww. Thanks.
It feels weird having this many people care about me.
I know.
It's strange growing up feeling like I was just the quiet, strange kid that nobody wanted to hear.
Oh, man. I knew from day one. You walked in here and you asked me how I cut my, well, we'll save this for tomorrow. We'll save memory down lane. Memory lane.
Yeah.
For tomorrow.
But since this is my show for today, and this is the last part of my show, I've got one final request, Jordan.
Okay, is it going to be another pun? Like your Viagra joke?
Not quite.
Okay.
But I have to ask you a question.
Oh, God. On air?
Yep.
What?
Can you take me to a gay bar?
It's 8:58 in the morning, Chris. It's 8:58 in the morning, and Missy B's isn't even opened yet. Woody's, they probably just closed from the night before. Let's go.
You're listening to Mornings with
Chris Minders.
Congrats on The Alternative 96.5 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.